I encourage you to remember five things from what we've considered this morning. Remember first your lover. Isn't his love better than wine? Aren't his graces sweet to the smell? Shouldn't we want a kiss? Shouldn't we want his kiss? Should we want more tokens of his love and affection to us? Secondly, remember your need. The bride here says, draw me. We believe, we have unbelief. We have love, but we have more to love. So let us recognize our spiritual lethargy and let us ask God to give us a heart to desire him more than we presently do. Thirdly, let's remember our beauty. It's important too. I think it was McShane that said, for every look at our sin, we ought to make 10 looks to the cross. We need to remember what's ours in Christ. We're told we're comely. We're told we're all glorious within in Psalm 45. And then in Ezekiel 16, those latter verses, verses 10 through 14, see all the adornments that God has placed upon us, his bride. Remember the words of Zephaniah, Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. God is so satisfied in displaying his love for us. He could say he's in joy. He joys to love us. What a marvel that is. So remember your lover. Remember your need. Remember your beauty. Remember your duty. We've been told where the shepherd feeds his sheep. Where he gives them rest at noonday. And so we must continue to follow after him. We must continue to put ourselves where he has promised to be present, particularly on his holy day and his presence in corporate worship. So remember your lover, remember your need, remember your beauty, remember your duty. Lastly, remember his promise. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. God has begun a good work in us, and he's promised to continue it to the day of Christ Jesus. That doesn't promote a passivity on our part. Paul says that's one of the motives that he works out his salvation with fear and trembling, because he knows that it was God that was in work in him, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so it calls us to a duty to be mindful that we have to work out our salvation. It's interesting, in that beautiful passage in Revelation 19, 6 through 9, where we're told of the blessedness of all those who are effectually called to the marriage supper of the Lamb, we're told that the bride beautifies herself. Not in her own strength, obviously. God ultimately is the fountain of our sanctification, but he works it out through us. So praise be to God. Remember your lover. Remember our need. Let us remember our beauty. Remember our duty. But also let's remember his promise, that he has promised to continue this work of adorning us, his people. Let us pray.